This is GPS, the global public square. Welcome to all of you in the United States and around the world. I'm Fareed Zakaria. The Obama administration has just completed its Afghanistan review, and the document seems to reflect realities on the ground, as far as we can tell. It asserts that progress is being made in Afghanistan, though the gains are fragile and reversible. Now, some experts are actually even more optimistic. Max Boot and Peter Mansour, two counterinsurgency experts, spent some time in Afghanistan and have just reported that important parts of the country are far more secure than they were a year ago. Taliban strongholds like Kandahar and Helmand have been the site of significant American and Afghan military successes. The key challenge, the White House and the experts would agree, is whether the Afghan National Army and police can take over where the American Army leaves off. In other words, if we clear and hold, can they come in and build order and governance in these areas? Here as well, there is some good news. The Afghan security forces appear more competent and coordinated than ever before. General Petraeus deserves credit for having achieved significant impact in a surprisingly short period of time. The reason why we're in Afghanistan, however, is to batter Al-Qaeda and similar terrorist groups. And most of these bad guys are all in Pakistan these days. Now, the Obama administration has been honest enough about this problem and is honest enough to admit that progress here has not been fast enough or large enough. Drone attacks certainly have put Al-Qaeda's leadership on the run in Pakistan, but they have many opportunities to regroup. Other terror organizations like the Haqqani group still operate with impunity inside an area as large as California in Waziristan. The president says we are on track to have American forces start withdrawing in July 2011. Good. Waiting for Afghanistan to become perfect would be waiting for decades. But as long as the enemy in Afghanistan has sanctuaries in a neighboring country and some support in that country, progress in Afghanistan will be temporary. When we leave, the terror groups will come across from the border and undo years of American effort and trillions of dollars of investment. We'll talk more about Afghanistan when we talk about the life and work of Richard Holbrooke. But first on this show, Britain's deep budget cuts have led to rioting that has even enveloped the future King of England. But it has many businessmen and financial experts cheering. We'll talk to the man responsible for Britain's bold and controversial program, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne. Next up, a man who held Osborne's office for a decade and then became Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, on why he opposes Britain's current path and much more. Then what in the world? Is the almighty dollar no longer so mighty? China and Russia have become strange bedfellows in an experiment. Finally, in our last look, if you can't find the video games you want on the store shelves, you might want to ask the Pentagon. We'll explain.